Hey everybody, welcome back to another season of Being Unapologetically Authentic with your host Jean Tian, that's me. In this season, we are exploring the intersectionality of authenticity with an ethnic flair and success. I am so excited to be able to provide this platform to bring on the voices of Asian Americans, particularly Asian American females, so that they can share their stories of how they have overcome social and cultural conditioning, as well as their own personal stories in order to find their own success. This is a super powerful season. I cannot wait for you guys to hear their stories. I am breaking down cultural norms for you. Let's get started.
Hey everybody, this is Jean, and today I wanted to touch on the concept of Asian Americans in leadership in corporate America. And this is something that I thought was really interesting, and it came to mind as I was trying to figure out what I should end this season with. And this will be one of the last few episodes. And so this came to mind because I thought it was just about time that we start to take a look at why there aren't more individuals in leadership positions within corporate America who are of Asian descent. And before I get into that, let me share, I actually thought I could share a bit with you about this new journey that I've been on and has nothing to do with corporate America. It's actually a personal diet journey, and diet as in like my nutritional diet. And I started the Bulletproof Coffee about a week ago, I want to say. So it's been about a week or two that I've started drinking it. And it is, for me, it has worked as they say it would, which is that if you drink the Bulletproof Coffee first thing in the morning, it does help you feel fuller for longer. So for people who are on intermittent fasting, it definitely helps you meet that plan, whatever it is, 16-8, 18-6, whatever it is that you find most suitable for your body type. And you don't feel as hungry and you don't give in to, and actually I don't even have the cravings that I used to have, right? And the reason that I'm sharing this is because I always thought that I didn't have enough willpower, which is why I was always feeling this need to eat. And, you know, wanting to eat certain foods, which really at the end of the day was out of convenience for, I would say, like 80%. And there is a certain part of me that, you know, likes to have a piece of cake or some chips or whatever, something savory, something sweet, but on the less nutritional side. And once I started the Bulletproof Coffee, I realized that I think my diet before I started the Bulletproof Coffee was actually missing healthy fats, because I normally eat fish or vegetables, but my vegetables come in the form of salad or stir fry. And so it tends not to be as heavy in fat as if I were to eat red meat or, you know, other types of meat. And I realized as well, when I started to look back, is that I thought there was something wrong with my diet, in the sense that I thought that there was something wrong with me, that I was weak and that I wasn't capable of being somebody who could eat healthy all the time, because to me, it didn't really seem all that appealing at this point in my life. It could change, but at this point in my life, it didn't seem appealing to have no fat whatsoever in my diet, and not to have any kind of like fun within my diet as well, right? And when I say fun, it's like enjoying the foods that I used to enjoy, but on a much more moderate basis, rather than kind of like, there was a period of time I was eating a lot of junk food and, you know, my body wasn't thanking me for that at all. And realizing that having fixed this missing piece of my diet with the addition of healthy fats actually fixed a lot of the cravings that I was having, and that it wasn't necessarily a question of me being weak minded or having lack of willpower to be able to sustain a healthy diet. It was just more of my body's way of telling me that it needed something else, something different. And when I tried this, I realized that it was more of a healthy fat issue. And I've also been looking to add more protein. And so the combination of the two have actually helped me fix my diet to a much healthier type of lifestyle than I than like about a month ago when I was just pigging out on crap, basically crappy foods, not nutritional foods. And so why am I sharing this journey with you? Not because I think bulletproof coffee is the answer to your solution or trying to convince you to do it, but I think so often we tend to see our areas of deficiency or what we feel or seem perceive to be areas of deficiency and think that that is just who we are, that we are always meant to be somebody who isn't worthy of or smart enough or aggressive enough or assertive enough or whatever enough to make it to the top of the food chain in whatever industry that we're in or in whatever profession that we're in. And this touches on this concept and this observation that I've made where, you know, Asian employees or employees of Asian descent are plentiful when you are at a certain level within corporate America. However, once you cross the threshold into middle management, senior executive or senior management, like kind of the borderline there between between middle management and senior management, you start to see a sharp drop in the number of employees who hold the seats that make up the C-suite level or the senior leadership level at a lot of these companies, right? Don't get me wrong, we certainly see many Asians and Asian Americans in C-suite positions. However, I think it's still disproportionate to Caucasians in those same seats. And so I started to think, well, why is this happening, right? How is this happening? Why are we dropping out before we get to that level where we become representation, where we can, become representation in leadership positions? And I think a lot of it is cultural. And I think a lot of it also is this piece that's been missing within our educational process. And I don't mean in terms of education like public school system, but I mean more like education in terms of how we grow up, the things that we're taught, the things that we see as we're growing up, right? So that type of education system. And so within the Asian culture, even if you look at it from a political perspective, or if you look back into the countries that comprise Asia, standing out amongst the crowd is not necessarily always perceived as a positive trait. You take a look at China and communism. You take a look at, you know, kind of the beliefs that that permeate amongst the Asian cultures, right? And being part of the herd is always safer within the culture than it is to stand apart and out of you know, stand apart from the curve, to stand out from the herd, right? And this type of mentality is passed down from one generation to the next. And even though the generation of Asians or employees that are of Asian descent in corporate America today have been raised here in the US or within Western cultures, they're still brought up in a household where obedience is very much a prized situation, right? A rewarded type of personality trait. And listening to your parents and respect, and that's part of the respecting your elders. You don't talk back, you don't question them, you don't disobey them, right? You listen to them, you do as you're asked to do, and you do it well. So, and there's this concept within our culture as well that, you know, in order to succeed, you put your head down and you just work hard. And I think I've touched about on some of these, you know, in the first couple of episodes of this season. But all of these traits that are rewarded, or that we were rewarded for as we were growing up, has taught us to be amazing taskmasters, to be amazing analysts and associates, where our job is dictated to us, and the expectation that we have in order to perform our job well is to execute the job in exactly the way that our managers and supervisors, et cetera, have requested it to be. And so at some point, however, I think what is missing, and why that threshold between the junior employee staff, I'll call them juniors, right? Because that's what we call them in finance as well, is that like the entry level positions versus the more senior management positions, that threshold where it goes from plentiful to bare, is that somewhere along the line, we had to change from a task master to a team leader, right? And that's regardless if whether or not you have your own team. It's a matter of the skill set that we are in need to, well, it's the skill set more than it is like the actual function of your job, because even if you don't manage a team, the expectation within corporate America for you to rise to that next level in senior management is to display and to hold this leadership quality, right? To be able to show that you are a leader, and you do that through personal leadership, and you also do that within the firm that you work for, with your team members, with other people within the firm, right? And so the skill set of knowing how to lead oneself and others is something that hasn't been taught to us. And using the analogy of the bulletproof coffee, it's like that leadership skill set, and is what is that it's that fact that I was missing, right? We think because we can't seem to cross that threshold from entry level position to senior executive position that Asians aren't meant to be leaders, and trust me, there are certain, I get it, there's certain unconscious biases that come into those decisions as well. And yes, we have to work through those too, but we have to start with ourselves, right? Because the unconscious biases can always be overcome. But it's not through protesting, It's not through arguing with the other person. It's not through filing lawsuits. I mean, all of those do help. But to truly overcome these unconscious biases, we ourselves are responsible for leading this effort to dismantle these biases by first believing within ourselves that we are able to be the senior leaders of the firm, that we are able to hold those positions and be effective in that role. And because we have never been taught how to do that, I think there's this natural inclination to think that maybe we just aren't meant to do that, or we're not good enough to do that, or we make up some story about how or why there aren't more employees of Asian descent in those positions. And yet, I think that if we were to add in this piece of professional development, of changing our mindset and changing the way that we see ourselves from taskmasters to team leaders. And I say team leaders, not in terms of like small unit teams, but teams. Like even as a COO, you are still a team leader because your team is basically the whole firm, all of your employees, right? So when you can see yourself shift from that taskmaster, and you've mastered these skills, right? And you're at this critical junction in your career and you want to get to that next level, you have to really first be able to convince yourself and believe that you are worthy of that level, that you deserve to be at that level. And I don't mean it from an ego hurt trauma perspective. I mean it from a whole heart, inner knowing type of perspective. And the only way to get there is to look at the reasons why you don't feel confident about going for those positions, or you don't feel confident that you could be effective in those positions, or that you don't feel like you're deserving of those positions, right? It's so easy for us and for everyone else around us to be able to say that the system is rigged against us. And I understand it. And I think there's a certain aspect of it that is absolutely true. But I think that the solution that I want to propose to you to consider, if it's right for you, is to really look at the energy that we hold about ourselves and about our ability to succeed in a role that is more visible, that requires you to stand out from the herd, that requires you to be vulnerable in front of a lot of people, that requires you to be comfortable with your imperfections, that requires you to be confident enough about yourself that you don't submit to this, your need to people please, that requires you to not care about somebody else's judgments of who you are, the gossip, etc. And really, if you look at it, I don't know from a cultural perspective if we were ever primed to do all of that. But that doesn't mean we can't change any of that. It is so easy. And it's so easy to take the actions required to make the change necessary. The journey in and of itself is not easy because it requires a lot of deep introspection and vulnerability and general personal awareness that develops over time. And it's not a quick and easy fix. However, what it is it's a compassion for oneself. It is a willingness to go into that next level of discomfort so that you can grow. And, you know, are you willing to take that next step? So this is where I wanted to come in and talk about leadership for individuals who are of Asian descent. And this aspect that requires us to step outside of our comfort zone, to shed the cultural and social conditioning that we've grown up with by first identifying where these sit within our belief systems, and then we can go and start to dismantle them and to choose the ideas and the beliefs that better serve us today for the goals that we have for ourselves. It is not a matter of not having enough willpower or being deficient or being permanently unable to achieve that next level success that you've always wanted to achieve, right? It's not a permanent state of being for any of us. Instead, it's just about adding a little fat, healthy fat, into your belief system so that you're properly fueled to take the actions necessary in order for you to get to that next level. And if you don't believe me, try it. If there's something that you've been working towards and haven't been able to achieve it, reach out and let me know. And I'd love to hear what you've been struggling with. And we can figure out, is it the fat that's missing or is it something else? Now, sometimes what I've also realized too, as I am pursuing this bulletproof coffee journey, is that, you know, I'll have my coffee and I will still be hungry. And so it could just be an indication that my body needs more water, or maybe it is something where I need to eat more for that day. It's an ever evolving fluid process. So what exists for me today or for you today, and what may be true today, may need something a little extra tomorrow, but it could also need a little something less the day after. And it's just tuning in within ourselves to understand what is keeping us away from the seats that we know we're so deserving of. And I think it's so easy to go and blame other people. And I do it too. Oh, my manager doesn't appreciate me. My manager is not going to get me promoted because there's so many obstacles, etc. And that may be true, but that doesn't mean that you can't find another job where your manager will appreciate you, will help sponsor you to get to that next level. It doesn't mean you're meant to be stuck here. It just means that this is something that is happening now. And so how do we address it? How do we feel full? How do we get enough fuel so that we can continue to move forward within our journey rather than getting stuck in this muck, right, of our mindset that keeps us from believing that we are worthy and deserving of more, that we could be running corporate America and that we can hold those seats, and that proper representation can exist, right? And it's just a matter of continuing to move forward and making progress. And even if that progress is small, it's still progress. And if you think about it, it's still more than what you would have had you not made the effort. And more importantly, it's more than what your kids will, you know, and you're setting your kids up to have more than what you first started out with. You're setting them up to start at an even better level a higher platform than what you had. And it's not a short-term game, right? It's not, it's definitely a longer-term type of situation. And it's okay to take breaks. You know, the other day I had a lot of junk food and it was all right. Your metabolism needs it every so often in terms of eating a little bit more, eating a little less, keeping it guessing. But that just goes with the individual analysis, the daily review. And so I guess after all of this, my point is that it is time for us to step outside of what our expectations are and step into who the powerful beings, the powerful individuals we were always meant to be, that we know within that we're capable of being. And if we allow ourselves to be stopped by other people, then that is a decision that we have made for ourselves, and we cannot blame anybody else for that. But we are not inherently deficient of leadership skills or leadership qualities. We may have different qualities that make us better leaders in other ways than what is currently acceptable, etc. But we have to find that for ourselves. And it is important for us to be able to show others through our own personal leadership that we are capable and deserving. And so the way to do that, again, is number one, to understand what it is that is keeping us stuck in terms of the beliefs that we have that we are not worthy of being in highly visible, highly lucrative positions of power in corporate America. And where did these beliefs come from? And ask the question, are they still serving you today? Or are you somewhat bitterly comfortable in this position that you're in? Because there is no sense of failure if you don't try. And you don't have to put yourself out there. But if that is the case, look at that too. Look at the fear, where it comes from, right? And start to work through these beliefs that you have. And then start to see, number one, is stepping into those positions really important to you? Is it, what meaning does it hold for you? What you may see is that you don't necessarily need those, and you're perfectly okay with where you are today and what you have today, and you're content and you're focused on other areas in your life, which is great. And what that does is it eliminates some of the resentment that you may have carried with you about not being able to go higher. Because what then you realize is that is your choice not to go higher. But then if you realize that, or the other aspect too, is that if you do want to go higher and you work through these, then what are the steps? You work through these beliefs that are keeping you from getting there. Then the next question to ask is, what are the steps that you need to take to get to the positions of where you want to go, of where you want to be, of where you see yourself? Does it mean having the conversations that may be difficult to have right now within your own organization? Or perhaps you may want to look externally. But I caution, for those of you who think it's easier to go external, I caution you one thing. If you do not work through your beliefs, if you do not work through the issues that are keeping you stuck today, you'll be forced to face them at some later point in time. So it's not about the organization. It is purely about you. Because when you start to shift the beliefs that you have, that you hold, your external surroundings will naturally shift. And you don't have to worry about the how. Things will come through. I have seen it. I have experienced it. I have lived it. It will come through. But if you take this moment, this present moment, to focus on releasing the beliefs that are keeping you stuck, releasing the notions of self-worth that is keeping you where you are, then the ability to, then the opportunities for those leadership positions in corporate America will present themselves. You will be seen. And what you realize too is that you don't need to make a concerted effort all the time to be seen. And if you do, it's not as forced as you would feel it to be otherwise. It would be a much more natural conversation. And quite honestly, these are the conversations that you will need to have because they are difficult as a senior leader. So why not start with the most important topic, which is you? So that is all I wanted to share on Asians in leadership. And I'd love to hear your thoughts. What has been your experience in terms of climbing that corporate ladder in America? And what have you found to be the biggest challenge and the biggest struggle? And until next time, I will, and oh, sorry. Yes. One thing. I would love to hear your thoughts. So please share them with me by emailing me at info@jeanetan.com. And I will be also releasing a book. My book will be published. I believe it's going to be January at this point. That will walk you through these steps that I call the success method. It is my proprietary method. And it will be just a game changer for anybody who's ever felt stuck with where you are today. And if you're not sure of how to be go from taskmaster to team leader, this book will help. So that's it for this week. Thanks, everybody. I will talk to you soon. Bye.